listening to your Tabo podcast.
Hey, podcast.
You are listening to your podcast.
That's to your. You are listening to the Tabo podcast. Woo!
This is the first episode of the Tabo podcast. This will be a very historic moment, like that moment you look back on 4 years down the road when this is like the greatest podcast ever. And then we re-listen to this episode and we're like, oh my God, that was so bad. That was so messed up. I was so nervous. So this is going to be a good one. Right off the bat, it's going to be an amazing, amazing episode. Can I get a round of applause? Please. That jingle was me, Tabo, with my daughter, Haru. I was trying to get her to say the Tabo podcast. You're listening to the Tabo podcast. She couldn't say it for some reason. I have 40 takes on my phone. She kept saying pod class for some reason. I have no idea why. But I think it's a very good way to start this first episode because everything is going to be like that. Everything is going to be like unorganized, messed up. Believe it or not, I am a very shy and introverted person, like in the inside. So who am I? I am Tabo. I am a musician. You can find me at Blow by Blow, B-L-O. B-Y-B-L-O on IG and Twitter. You might get a general idea of who I am, but for those of you who are too lazy to do that, I am a musician. I have a group called Epic High. We make some wonderful music. You can find us everywhere, so search for that. It's E-P-I-K with a K. And what is this? This is a podcast. Whatever else it could be, I don't know yet. That's what I'm trying to figure out through this first episode. Because I am very nervous, I have some people with me here, as, you know, emotional support. I have, my manager, Eddie Nam of EN Management fame.
What's poppin'?
Hi, Eddie. He lives in LA. He's here for some reason. He says he's here because of this podcast. He wanted to be with me for the first episode, but I doubt that was the reason why he bought a expensive like plane ticket to come here. I'm sure he had other things to do.
No, and, just for this.
Yeah, whatever, dude. We also have Diane, who's gonna help me with this entire journey, right?
No.
You're not?
No, I'm jumping ship.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So how have all of you been doing? I've been really, 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 really into, you know, Marvel movies, obviously. Many of you know. But I've also been into Lego. And the reason why is, my daughter was not a fan of Marvel. She was a huge fan of Lego, though. I was not a fan of Lego and a huge fan of Marvel. And in the last couple months, this came together. So now both of us collect Marvel MCU Lego. Okay? So now our hobbies and our interests are completely aligned. So we saw Captain Marvel together in the theaters. We saw Spider-Man Far From Home together. We saw Endgame twice in the theaters together. It's a 3-hour movie, and she had no problem with that. She did walk out of Lion King, though, which was very surprising, right? She like the day before she watched Endgame for the second time, a 3-hour movie, loved it. But Lion King, she was like, Dad, let's go. And I was like, how come? And she's like, I like the animation better. And I was like, all right, I respect your taste. I was actually just about to say the same thing. So our interests and our tastes are completely aligned right now. And that makes me super happy. I wake up every morning to the Avengers theme song. What is that? What are you doing right now?
Mini.
What? Okay. So Eddie is putting his pinky finger on his lips, signifying Mini-Me from Austin Powers. No, she's not a Mini-Me just because she has the same interest, dude. She's like an actual like human, like with a soul. Like,
but you like that reference, though, right?
Dude, can you go back to LA? I think I'm fine now. Anyways, this podcast, for the first episode, we asked all of you to ask me anything. To say just whatever you want to say, and that I would try to answer your questions, because we really don't know what this podcast is going to be. It's going to be just me rambling on at times. It could become something that talks about current events. It could be something where like I'm having conversations with like interesting, awesome people. It could just be really bad. I mean, like, there's really no telling how this is going to go. So the first guest of today is actually you guys, right? And your questions. Wait, dude, your computer. your browser shut down. What?
Oh, no.
There you go.
I'm not sure.
What? Why is Siri?
Sorry.
Okay. This is the way all first episodes of anything should go. You know? Even my first album, like that we released in 2003. Like if I listen to my first album, I am like so embarrassed by it. You know, a lot of people loved it, but like my voice, I'm like, it's like a little kid. And just, so all first takes or first episodes or first albums, first films, except Get Out, are, you know, not going to be perfect. All right. Follow the Tableau podcast on Instagram and Twitter right now. You can be one of the first million people to follow. Go right now and follow the Tableau podcast. Jackie B is like, which phase four film or show are you looking forward to the most? As many of you know, I'm a huge MCU fan. I actually watched Endgame with you. Yeah, of course, you walked out in the middle of the movie because you had vertigo.
Yeah, huh. Still not fixed.
Are you okay?
I'm not okay.
Okay. Were you there at that part, though, when the guy that was sitting next to you, like...
When he farted?
Dude, that was the best moment ever because... Okay, if you guys have seen Endgame, you know, like, after Black Widow sacrifices herself for the Soul Stone, it's like one of the most emotional scenes, right? And as soon as, like, Hulk figures out that she's not coming back, that she's gone forever, he, like, slams the ground. He's like, where's Nat? And then, like, Hawkeye's, like, you know, gives this facial expression like she's gone. And Hulk slams the ground. And just at that moment, he farted, right? But it was like this deep, bellowing fart. And it was timed so perfectly. Because it was like, Hulk slams the ground, boom. And then, like, right after the thing. And the entire theater is like, and I don't know, that was like actually, that was the end game of end game, you know, for that theater, because it's like, how do you pay attention after that? Like, how does anything have gravity after that? That wasn't an answer. But Phase 4. So Marvel Phase 4, there was a huge announcement at Comic-Con. And some of these movies are, oh my God, they announced like 80 movies. They announced a lot of movies. Let's look at which ones there were so that I can figure it out. So I have to choose my favorite. What was your favorite? Do you remember anything? Do you like follow this stuff? Because I do.
Shang-Chi.
I am totally, totally psyched about. It's coming out in 2021. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. I just want them to do this perfectly. You know, like Black Panther. I just want, like with music, I want the music to be great. I have an idea as to how it could be great.
Shut up.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, you know. Hint, hint. But you know the Ten Rings, you know what the Ten Rings are, right?
Yeah, it's the Olympic ring.
Dude, what are you talking about? Isn't the Olympic rings like six rings?
Like five?
Audi? Isn't that Audi? Audi has four rings, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, this has significantly more rings, okay? It's the Legend of the Ten Rings. And this is why Marvel and like Kevin Feige, who produces all of this, is amazing, because the Ten Rings appear in Iron Man 1. When like Tony Stark is abducted, like the cave.
I've never seen
it. What? You've never seen Iron Man 1?
I saw 3.
What? How did you make sense of 3?
I didn't.
Have you seen the Avengers?
The first one?
Any of them?
I saw the end game.
You saw the end game without the game? You saw the end game without any of the game?
So a lot of the big references meant nothing to you.
So none of it meant anything to you?
Yeah.
Like Tony Stark, you know, leaving the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Meant nothing to you.
I empathized with the room. I read the room, but it was
very wow. Sad. Wow, you're lucky because you can see them now, right? Because we can only rewatch. You're lucky, and I am very confused as to how you can keep yourself from watching these.
I'll watch with Haru. She'll explain.
I have a friend in New York. He lives in Brooklyn. His name is Mike, right? And he's what some people would call a hipster, right? He's like the best kind of hipster. But he also hasn't seen any of the Marvel films. And I kept forcing him to watch something. He watched one of them. I don't know which one it was. But he was like, meh. And I'm like, man, I haven't spoken to him since. He's not my friend anymore.
I miss him. He's a good guy.
To me, he has been snapped out of the picture by Thanos, to me. Anyways, the Ten Rings. And also, they announced, they announced Black Widow, like her first solo film. Diane, none of this means anything to you. They announced Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It's going to be a TV show. Also, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
He's the best.
Well, some of my favorite characters in these Marvel films are Doctor Strange and Wanda Maximoff, Scarlet Witch. And apparently in this film, in this Doctor Strange film, it's going to be Doctor Strange and the Scarlet Witch, like, together. And I love those characters. Haru's favorite character is Scarlet Witch. She's trying to... What?
She can, like, move everything. She's a powerful one.
Anybody can move things. Like, dude, you can move your... You know, you can move your bag.
She's the one that can, like, literally pick up buildings.
Yeah. She's awesome. And I'm so waiting for this film. The biggest announcement that I was, like, totally going crazy on Twitter about was Blade. Okay, because I loved the Wesley Snipes Blade. I know there are a lot of people that didn't, but I loved it. Just the fact that there were vampires in the Marvel universe this entire time, that's great. I want to see Blade killing like vampires.
I'd say killing Marvel characters. You want them to backstab.
Okay, whatever. Yo, dude. So I am most excited about actually all of these projects. Loki's getting his own project. What? Loki?
Yeah.
Do you remember in Endgame, or did you walk out before that? Like, he grabbed the Tesseract and went into a portal, like the past, like the Loki in the past. So the Loki who was just bad.
Oh, right.
So it's probably going to be about him. Okay. So he's like in an alternate universe now.
Good Loki.
The good Loki's dead. I take it. Yeah, he must be dead, right? Yeah, it is a shame. It is a shame. All right. Nagaraboshi. Okay. On Twitter. I work at Starbucks, and I know you've said you worked there in college. So what's the worst experience you had at that job? Because I once had a lady throw a box of food at me, like overhand. She had a real good arm. Skull emoji. Okay. Wow, box of food. Not even just some food, like a fully boxed food. Yeah, I didn't work at Starbucks. Like, that's not how it started. I worked on the, campus cafe, right? It's, you know, it's like what you would imagine a college campus cafe to be, like very, you know, kind of like very cool, like kind of dark, like it was like the spot where everybody got together and anybody that was overage could have a beer. That's where I was working, and Starbucks either bought the space. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, like, I went there and there were like Starbucks logos everywhere, and they told us to wear uniforms. I didn't last too long after that, but I was an employee, like an official employee of Starbucks for that reason, for quite a while. Oh my God. I just imagined myself back there.
PTSD.
Because I used to make when it was a campus cafe,
right.
We sold sandwiches,
right.
And I was one of the guys that made the sandwiches as well. And even when it turned into Starbucks, we had to make the sandwiches. And my friends called me Dan, the sandwich making man. Dan, the sandwich making man. They also had a song. The sandwich making man, the sandwich making man, the sandwich making man, Dan. Pretty original, right? Anyways, wow. That took me back. All right, there's a question from BTS Fur Babies. I so want to know the backstory of how this handle came to be. Like, is there something that I'm missing out on?
It's Eddie's account.
Like BTS Fur Babies, is that like something that exists?
What is a fur baby? Like a Furby?
No, it says Fur Babies.
Diane, do you know what a Furby is?
Furby is like a little doll, right?
Mm-hmm.
The crazy looking guy with the crazy eyes.
Yes.
Right? Okay. But Fur Babies is clearly a baby with fur, or like. The baby of fur.
Baby of
like
fur.
The offspring of fur. Yo.
What?
I'm recording a podcast. Two Cuts just walked in. Hi, Two Cuts.
Uh-huh.
I'm literally in the middle of the podcast.
들어오라길래. 갈게요.
어디가? 잠깐 기다려. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Dude, this is going to take longer if you stay. Go. 나가.
아, 있으라고 나가는 거.
나가서 잠깐 나가 있으라고. 빨리 하고 갈게. Okay, my member DJ Two Cuts is here for some reason. Mad or angry for some reason. I don't know. Anyways, BTS Fur Babies asks, do you agree with recent claims that dinosaurs may have been covered with feathers like giant birds? This is not a recent claim. This has been around for a long time. Obviously. I mean, this is a fact. You guys know this, right? Okay, like the bone structure of a dinosaur is almost identical to a bird. Well, it is identical to a bird. It's just bigger.
A T-Rex?
A T-Rex was most likely covered in feathers. They were wingless birds. I mean, think about it. The beak, look at the feet of dinosaurs and the hands. It's exactly like a bird. No, I'm serious, dude. Why are you? You're looking at me. You're looking at me like I'm talking crazy.
This is the first time I'm hearing this, so really? My mind is blown.
Dinosaurs have more in similarity, like more in like common with birds than they do with reptiles.
They lay eggs.
Yeah, they lay eggs.
T-Rex lays eggs?
You didn't know that?
Right, dude, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Chomper from
Limbo. Yeah, they came out of an egg. Yeah. You don't even have to go there. Like Jurassic Park, they have eggs. Right. So most likely they were birds. Yo, did that thing happen with Area 51?
Where they charged the Area 51?
Yeah, the storming of...
I have no idea.
Okay. I've been following that thing, but I didn't follow it for the last couple days, so I'm actually not certain what happened. You know about this thing, right? There was like this Facebook thing. It was like a joke, but it became like a real thing. And then the government like issued a warning. Like, do not do that. Did that happen? Can someone check if that happened? Like,
I don't think it happened.
Okay, because I'm thinking, you know, like, no one's actually going to do it. But there must be, out of all those people on the internet, right, that are like, let's do this. There must be a few people that actually...
The first top story under the question, did they storm Area 51 on Google, is... The article headline is this. The day after storming Area 51, there's a plan to storm Loch Ness.
To find the Loch Ness monster?
Yes.
I believe there's a Loch
Ness. So this day didn't happen yet, right? The Area 51 thing?
I think it passed.
So no one showed up?
No one.
You would imagine that there were at least like
one
or two or three people that were like, this is for real, and then showed up. And it's like, where's everyone else?
Like every sports game, there's like one streaker out of like 80,000 people in the state. So like just by the odds of it, like 2 million people RSVP'd, there's a good chance there's 20 people that showed up.
Yeah. So I'm actually shocked that no one showed up. How would you storm Loch Ness though? Like that it's a body of water.
I'm not a strong swimmer either, even if I wanted to.
Yeah, like do we all just go does that even make sense?
Oh, sorry. The date for storming Area 51 is September 20th.
Okay.
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
So it hasn't happened yet. So someone do you guys believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like as scientific fact? Like
yeah.
Okay. So you do believe that there's something there at Area 51?
I don't know how intelligent or if we have it, but out in space beyond Earth, yeah. It could be literally like a cell.
Mm-hmm.
That counts as an alien.
No, but what I mean by like alien is like sentient life. You know, like
yeah,
actually like thinking beings.
Yes, I don't know if we have an alien though, like on Earth.
I have a theory that we are the aliens. I think it's a high, it's got a high possibility.
Why?
How? Okay. Why are we the only species, right, that can talk and do all this stuff? Why? On Earth. Why is there no other animal that can at least speak sort of like us or, you know?
Evolution, baby.
Well, just us? I feel like maybe like, I'm not saying I believe in aliens or I don't know. I don't know what to think. But maybe like in ancient times, they came here, left us. Maybe we're like the offspring of whoever was stationed over here.
So far, what you're saying is very in line with Scientology.
Oh, well, really? Interesting. That is interesting.
Scientology is literally like alien sperm implanted into like animals on planet. And then we are like carrying those spirits.
Okay, that's not what I'm trying to say. that's not... I didn't go anywhere near that. I was talking about like, you know, aliens stayed here. Actually, that is very close to what I'm what I'm saying. Oh my God.
I think we're gonna have to go separate ways.
Okay, dude. Well, you know, believe what you wanna believe. Okay? But never mind. Wow. All right, let's end the show. Thank you for being with us on the last episode of I need to go somewhere and like figure myself out. But anyways, you guys do believe in aliens?
Not if it leads me to be a Scientologist.
I do believe in ghosts though.
Oh,
because I've seen them. 100%. You've seen them?
I just know it's there.
Okay, but you haven't actually seen them.
Very good at like blocking things out of my life, but I think I'm seeing
something. Definitely with my just raw vision, like saw a ghost once, most definitely. In my house. Yeah. In
your current house?
When I was a kid, in my house, like with my family.
In Vancouver?
No, in Korea. So my parents were away on what, I don't know where they were. It was just my sister, my older sister, and me in the house. My sister was in her room and I was in the living room. And at the time we had like the internet, you know how it was like modem? Oh, you guys don't know.
I know modem.
Okay, like that. You like, and then like sometimes it gets disconnected. Anyways, so we had the computer up against the wall in the living room where the modem connection was. And I was on the computer and the house was set, like the way it's set up is that behind me is like sort of like a hallway, right? So the living room and then where you can walk across. My sister's room is behind me to the left. And across from there to the right is where my parents, you know, where my mom and dad's room is. And I'm like on the computer. I like sort of see something like a reflection. So I turn around. And I see, like, my sister in her, like, she had these, like, white, like, this white dress kind of pajama.
Why is she wearing that?
What do you mean?
She looks like a Korean ghost.
No. She just had, like, this sort of, like, dress-like looking thing. And it was her pajamas. And as soon as I turn around, I see her, like, walking over into that area, like my mom and dad's room. So I'm like, Luna. That's sister in Korean. I'm like, Luna. And, you know, she disappears into the room. So I walk over there and I turn the light on. No one's there. I'm like, what? And I'm like, what the heck? And then I walk across to my sister's room and she's in bed. So I'm like, Luna, didn't you just walk into mom and dad's room? And she's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, you didn't just walk across? And she's like, no, I've been sleeping here. And so that's when I realized I had seen a ghost. Until that point, I was like, you know, my sister just walked into that room. It was like walking really fast. So like I saw that it was her and I just assumed it was my sister. So I wasn't even scared, right? Because you have to know what you're looking at to be afraid, right? Or like not know what you're looking at. But it was, to me, it was just like, that's my sister. So I walked over there because she wouldn't respond. And I realized I had seen a ghost.
Was the ghost walking like it was going to get something? Is that why it was walking fast? Like, I'm going to go get something.
Did you hear the footsteps?
Well, dude, how do you know if a ghost is walking somewhere to get something? Well, like, I don't know if, I don't know if she was trying to fetch a cup of coffee. I don't know that. But, like, ask me, what do you want to ask? Like, I'm serious. This happened.
I believe you. But when you said wearing a white dress, I immediately knew it was a ghost. So that would have, some alarm would have gone off in my head.
Okay. A lot of people have pajamas that look like a dress.
But your sister, and you knew your sister owned something similar. That's why you thought.
Yeah, because, yeah, she always, that's the pajamas that she had. So, like, I knew that, I assumed it was my sister.
So it was like a young girl ghost, which is like way scarier.
Yeah. Well, not a young girl, because my sister is much older than me, but fairly young. And it was definitely a ghost, but I didn't even have time to be scared because I assumed it was my sister.
Do you believe in Kawi?
What do you mean?
Like
the, what do you call that? Is it psychosomatic? Yeah, it's like when you're sleeping.
Sleep paralysis.
Yeah, sleep paralysis. What do you mean? Do you believe in it? That's an actual biological.
But Koreans think that's like a ghost.
I get that all the time. Dude, I get sleep paralysis. We call it Kawi in Korea. It's like when you can't move, you woke up, but you're somehow still asleep and you can't move and you see weird things, right? And I get that even when I'm in a car. So on my way to a show or something, if I fall asleep in the car, I will get that even when I'm just taking a nap. I get it all the time. And I have seen some crazy things in that state, but that's supposed to be like, that's supposed to be just in your mind, right?
Yeah, it's like a psychological
okay.
thing.
Then why is it always like a ghost?
Since we're talking about this, this is the weirdest first episode, dude. Is this the direction of this podcast? Okay. I'm glad you mentioned this sleep paralysis thing, okay? Because I am not kidding you. Have you ever experienced like outer body experience? Where your soul is...
Oh, like astro projecting?
Where you are literally outside of your body.
That's like, astro projecting.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that happened to me. So this sleep paralysis thing, I can't even say it right now because I'm kind of scared. But this Kawi thing happened to me all the time. And
in a car?
Yeah, even in a car, like even when I... like. Even during college, like if I would take a nap or like fall asleep while reading something, it would happen to me sometimes. That's how easily or how susceptible I am to it. But one day, this was maybe not even that long ago, like 5-6 years ago. I was sleeping in my room after making some music. I fell asleep. I opened my eyes and I was in that state, sleep paralysis. And, because I'm so used to it, I know exactly what to do or what to try to do to get out of it. And, you know, you usually try to tilt your body and maybe fall off the mattress or fall off the bed to escape it, right? And that's what I was doing. And, I couldn't move. And then I felt like I was rolling my body off of the mattress. And as that, like immediately as that was happening, I was up in the air. Above my desk. So over there is the bed and I was suddenly up in the air. Okay? Like towards the ceiling of the room. And immediately I became super scared though. Because I was like, oh my God, I have died. Like this, I have become my soul, right? And it wasn't like, oh my God, like astral projection. It's I was deathly afraid because I thought that I had died. And like in that split second, I'm like, because, you know, I have a wife, I have a daughter, I have a beautiful family that I basically have just left. And I'm like, all these thoughts are coming to me like in a split second. And what was weird is, you know, like, so like billows of smoke, but I saw like black billows of smoke just in the air, like puff, puff, like in the air when I was in like floating. And I was convinced that I had died. And I was super scared. And just as I try to look at my body sleeping, I try to turn to look, and I woke up in my body. And that scared me so much. So I started like Googling it and like, you know, going on Reddit, trying to figure it out. Because that's where you go, right? Yeah, that's where you go. And I try to figure it out. And apparently the first stage of getting to that like astral projection thing or outer body experience is you have to have sleep paralysis, right? And that leads into it. So I definitely took the right steps towards that thing happening to me. But like for about a month after that, I was not myself. Because I really felt like I had, you know, maybe.
You had the real panic that you would feel.
Yeah. And I can never forget like that smoke, because it was like these tiny like puffs of black smoke, like here and there. And, you know, I can only imagine that to be like maybe like, I don't know, something with the soul. I don't know what it is. But yeah, I was like totally scared because of that. And I talked to a lot of people who, you know, who have experienced similar things. And some of these people like enjoy it, right? Like they, apparently you can like sort of teleport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you like fully embrace it and like enjoy it.
Yeah, you can.
People say they like travel the world. Like.
And you can, like, for example, if you're like out of your body and then you've somehow experienced this before, so you're used to it, and you imagine a place that you've been to before, you are like almost immediately there. And apparently like if you're floating above, let's say you're floating above like traffic or something, or like the street, right? You won't actually see the cars or the street, but you will hear cars speeding by in the real dimension. You know what I mean? So if in reality there's cars driving by, you won't see it because you're in this plane, this astral plane, but you will hear the cars go by, is what some of these people claimed. And so I was really like, but I'm not one of those people that can enjoy it, because I was really afraid. I am very afraid every time I go to sleep that'll happen again, because the biggest fear I have is like leaving my family alone, you know, in the world. I'm not afraid of death, but I'm afraid of what my death means, because I won't be able to take care of them anymore. So that is a huge fear I have. And because I've experienced this thing, even if it's imagined, right? I mean, if I felt real fear, I mean, is it still an imaginary thing?
No, it's real fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I the emotion I felt was real. So
Inception, bro.
Yeah, this really happened though.
I'm saying in Inception, like you're going dreams and you're making him feel something, right?
The
entire thing was to make him have like an inspirational dream. Like,
true. True. Mm-hmm. And if that happens, I mean, like, what can we define as real, right? I mean, if you perceive it like fully as real, then shouldn't that be considered real as well? So, where can people watch this? Mm-hmm. Where can they watch this? On YouTube, right? At what's the address?
The Dive Studios.
YouTube.com/TheDiveStudios. Are you certain?
How about you just type in?
Are we like, are we directing people to a channel that we don't have any affiliation with?
I'll do it. I'll look at it right channel. Now.
Okay. Well, okay. We're getting the address right now. Or you can hear this everywhere, right? Anywhere they have podcasts. Search for The Tableau Podcast. And actually, like, there's a studio right over there where it's, like, really nice with, like, a beautiful couch and, like, just you know, beautiful artwork and all this stuff. And I actually didn't want to do that. I wanted to be in like a very, you know, run down kind of just a desk with a mic. I think I'm going to have to work my way up to the posh studios that Eric Nam is used to on his podcast. So did you guys enjoy it? I hope to God you did. What's the address?
So it's not the Dive Studio.
Dude, you just sent all of our subscribers to a channel that I can't vouch for right now because I can't. What's the channel?
Well, you know what? Where they actually really can, they can see it on the Epic High YouTube channel, right?
Yeah.
Because we'll link it.
Okay. Or you can just do this very simple thing: go on YouTube and search the Tableau Podcast, and most likely it'll pop up. Right?
Yes.
Okay. And you can hear it everywhere. Be sure to tell all your friends that this has started. If you didn't like episode one, I'm really sorry. I wish you happiness and joy in the rest of your life without me. Is there anything else I need to...
Or stay with us.
Yeah. Tell your friends. Get at least like 30 people that you know to listen to this. And I hope that like this podcast becomes a platform, becomes like a way for me to have, a closer relationship with, all of you that are listening, like my fans.
iTunes review. That's important.
Huh?
iTunes review. Asking people to leave an iTunes review.
Dude, I have not even asked my fans to write an iTunes review for my music. If you guys like this, like the first episode, please go and review, like do an iTunes review. Give it like how many, like 5 stars, is it? Mm-hmm. Okay, is that the best you can possibly do?
Yeah.
Okay, give it like 5 stars, like write, dude, this thing changed my life. And tell your friends, follow everything that has the Tableau Podcast on it. Watch it on YouTube, share it with your friends. Let your family know that this is happening. And if there's anything that you want me to talk about, because this is like a blank canvas that you guys have to help me paint. So if there's anything that you want me to speak to you about, please let us know on our socials. And also there should be an email set up at some point where you can send in like longer stories. Because I love stories. That's something that like I rarely get to do in the age of social media because everything is this short, you know, answer and response. I want you guys to tell me like crazy, amazing stories, unique stories that can only happen to you because you are unique and you are the only one of a kind you. So give me some great stories to tell. Thank you. Goodbye. We'll see you on episode 2.